listening to Everyday Engineering, the City of Madison's engineering podcast, where we talk about infrastructure. Complex topics explained simply. From the water that flows down your drain to the rain and snow that drains into the lakes. By way, the curbs and streets we design. City engineering touches your life in so many ways. Explained right now in Everyday Engineering. Summer means construction season. There's no doubt about that. We know that all too well here in the City of Madison Engineering Division. But did you know that the city actually has staff that goes out to the construction sites to not only make sure contractors are following all the rules, but keeping you safe? One of those people we have here, truly a treasure here at the city, we have Paul Lobby from the Construction Inspection Section of the Engineering Division. Paul, thank you for being here. You've been a construction inspector for, 24 years?
Yeah, that's correct, 24 years.
That's amazing. Let's start with something pretty general. What is a construction inspector, and what exactly do you do day-to-day?
Day-to-day, we're working out in the field, managing construction projects. We're working on some city construction projects and city contracts. We're also working with private development contracts, working on private sites. We do just work inside the right-of-way, which means from property line to property line, mm-hmm. inside the road. We're out there working with the contractors, making sure that they're doing things to our specifications. We're kind of keeping our eyes on job sites, making sure things are staying safe, and that we're, you know, trying to implement the project in the way that the city sees best.
So the type of projects that we're talking, for anybody who isn't familiar with what a city project may be, what is that, like road construction? What type of different projects are you visiting? What sites?
Sure, there's all kinds of different ones. The big ones are whole neighborhood reconstruction projects, where we go in and do maybe 3 to 9 blocks of a particular neighborhood, where we do a full reconstruct. That's new sanitary sewer, new storm sewer. We're putting in a new road, new curb and gutter.
Underneath.
Yep, everything underneath. Sometimes water main as well. We are putting in new curb and gutter, sidewalks, basically giving you back a what looks to be a brand new street and maybe 100-year-old neighborhood.
Wow.
So that's one of the big things we do. We're also working with the private developers, maybe on a subdivision project. We still are expanding out into the cornfields outside of town. So we're on those projects. We're inspecting the same things: the underground, the putting in back in a brand new road this time. Instead, we're also doing work with stormwater section, pond jobs, on greenway jobs. We do work with the Parks Department, basically working with all the different agencies. Parks Department job might be a rehabilitation of a shoreline,
sure.
or a new parking lot, or just a new facility for them.
So we'll get to the spec book and the specifications in a second. You want to stick with us. But I really do want, because that to me is amazing. All of the things that all of y'all know, but what I want to know is, how did you get to this point? Can you share a little bit about your journey? Did you always want to be a construction inspector? How would somebody go about becoming one, and what was your journey?
I wouldn't say that I always wanted to be a construction inspector. I started out, my first career was in the ski business, but I did find that I enjoyed the construction portion of that work more. I enjoyed the surveying portion of it. Laying out and prepping, so I decided to go back to school. Worked at a couple of different engineering consulting firms. Ultimately fell into working on DOT projects with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I started to work with some city staff on those projects and some city inspectors, and then I saw an opening here and applied way back when, and it's been a good thing.
So going from the ski industry to construction inspection, those aren't necessarily in the same world.
I sometimes think I may have made the mistake of being too busy in the summer and not so busy in the winter. It's kind of would have been nice the other way around, but
yes.
But no, it was the right choice for me.
Of course. you know, seasons do change. Summer is busy. It's the busiest for construction inspection. To get a construction inspector in the middle of the summer is very rare because there's a lot of work. So can you kind of just kind of paint that picture if someone was curious about what construction inspectors do in the summer and what do they focus on in the winter?
Sure. In the summertime, we touched on some of it. We're you know, out there working with the contractors, working with the public, trying to implement the contract and get the job done. You know, we're keeping taking quantities for the contract, and we ultimately end up paying the contractors on our city projects.
What does taking quantities mean?
If the contractor pours 3,000 feet of curb, we have to measure that. If they, you know, sidewalk, any of the quantities, each job has a list of bid quantities that the contractor is trying to fulfill, and we have to keep track of those too.
Wow. To
make sure that they get, you know, accurate payment on those. Those are on our city contracts. On the private contracts, that's done separately by the their consultant.
Okay. So summer in the field, busy, getting out to as many jobs. How many jobs at once, I guess, are you managing?
Yeah, usually in the summertime, in the busy time, it's anywhere between 5 and 10 projects. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you've got some smaller ones running on, but we have other, you know, I'll have some staff working with me, mm-hmm. so it's not just me running around to all those spots, but it can get hectic in the summer when all those are hitting at the same time, and then occasionally they're not, you know, and then you kind of catch your breath a little bit.
Then in the winter, what do you do in the winter?
In the wintertime, we're trying to close out these summer contracts. It's a little bit of paperwork. It's sitting down with the contractors and going through quantities and making sure that we agree on everything. And then hopefully, you know, finalizing that job and putting it aside and moving on to the next one. We also work on getting out assessments for the work that occurred on a particular project. And then we just talk about, have meetings and talk about what went right, what went wrong, maybe some changes, you know, always looking to do things a little different, a little better.
Yes. I think the one thing that, you know, maybe somebody may not understand is that, so we have construction inspectors, which are different than building inspectors at the city. So, correct, because we're like big construction projects in the public right of way.
Yeah.
And private development, things like that. But, I mean, we're thinking bigger, I keep hitting my microphone, bigger scale construction projects. This isn't like you're finishing your basement in your home, which would require a building inspector to come at different phases in the process, correct?
Correct. That's a great point. I think that's a huge bit of confusion.
Yes.
When someone hears inspector, that they think we're building inspection. We're more, I would say we're almost more like project management.
Yes.
than inspection. It's you know, it's happening, our inspection's happening as it's going on, mm-hmm. which does occur in building inspection as well, but you're also correct, it's within the right of way. Building inspection takes care of anything that's on private property and outside of the right of way.
Sure. So like say you redo your basement and you just had the electrical done or you're the plumbing done. There's different phases of construction in your home that's already done that needs to be inspected. This is, you are out there ongoing construction. Take us out to the site. That leads me to my next question. You know, you go out there, the road is completely ripped up. The machinery is digging. Things are exposed. Honestly, it is, construction sites are not always safe, right? I mean, there's a lot of variables. We'll just call them that.
Sure.
But I think the biggest thing is, you know, your approach and how you go out there. Can you just walk us through how you get to a site and what sort of things you start looking into, and then that'll lead us into our specs?
Sure. I mean, I think you touched on a couple of things. I think one of the first things you do when you show up on a site is start paying attention to the safety of it. Is the traffic control still in place? Traffic control tends to move at night.
So like lights, traffic lights, or what do you
mean?
Well,
like road closed signs, okay. You know, some barrels with lights on them, the stuff that keeps the public safe.
Sure.
And like I said, it tends to move around at different times, either by the contractor or by the public. So you're looking at that. You're looking around to make sure that we do a lot with erosion control. Just, you know, is it, did the site survive the rain last night? Are all the erosion control practices still in place? And then, you know, what's the access? Are people able to get in the driveways? Is the site open? Then you start dealing with the actual contractors and their work and the messes that they're making, and then making, you know, making sure that they're, you know, going about their business the right way, and then making sure that they're doing it to our, as you mentioned, specifications. And
but
like you said, the first thing you do when you get to a site is kind of overview everything. Make sure there's no major problems or safety issues.
So that entails you walking and looking and walking the site, right?
A lot of walking, yes.
A lot of walking. The contractors, we are grateful, are doing the work, and we want to make sure that they're doing it safely. I would say anything, you know, just understanding how the trades work and how contractors work in my HANA world is there are so many rules that they have to follow, that they want to follow, that they're trying to follow. I don't think anyone truly understands how many things, you know, different trades, electricians, plumbers, everything, they all have their own book. And then we have our book, our specifications that we have to follow. For somebody who has no idea what's in that, can you give a couple examples, and what is the spec book?
Spec book is kind of the guide that we hold all the contractors to. You know, if you tried to, you need to have a base of what they need to do on a daily basis. You know, we've got in that spec book, it's full of different details of how to build a storm structure, a sanitary structure. It also, you know, just kind of gives the rules to live by of you know, how we're going to build things in the city of Madison, what the dimensions are going to be, and
specifics. Like, I don't think people really understand how specific it is. Like, every detail in there is like, the pipe is supposed to be this, but when this circumstance happens, it happens this way, and when this circumstance happens, it has to be built this way, or things like that. That always amazes me. And how do you remember it all?
I don't remember all of it all the time. You're constantly looking back and kind of, you know, feeding off of your past experiences. You know, the contractor, we're pretty fortunate in general with the contractors we have in the city that they've all been doing it for a while, and they all have a idea of what's, you know, what we expect out of them. So they know the spec book fairly well. They move around to different cities, and that's where the confusion comes in at times.
Probably,
right. It's kind of reining them back into the way we do things. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, it's a little bit of a dry book, but but it's important, and it helps keep bigger things from happening, because you've got this base that we all live off of, and without that, there's too many questions that lead to change orders and extra costs. So it helps hold those things down as well.
So if you want a really good read,
look just, elsewhere.
Yeah. No. Yes. Yes. I mean, it's an entire book of rules of different things. And honestly, when you read it and you know that we have staff dedicated to that, it should make the community feel good that we have, people that are trying to keep us safe.
Yeah, and we've got people that are continually updating it and modernizing it to today, you know, each winter, and kind of keeping up with the technology, and that all works.
And how has it changed? I mean, you've been doing this for 24 years. I mean, how has it changed since the beginning to now?
I mean, probably some of the biggest things have been just the way we react to erosion control, trying to keep the lakes clean is a big one. Our tree, protecting the trees has changed considerably in a, you know, much better way. Some of those things that are kind of environmental, we're still building kind of the same structures for the most part, but except for that, we're doing more storm structures that are taking more sediment out of the lakes, you know, but otherwise it's pretty similar.
Okay. Well, I have a couple more questions. One, if someone's watching this and they're interested, maybe they're maybe not, they're not, well, we'll start with budding. If somebody's just interested maybe a little bit in this, mm-hmm. maybe they're younger and they haven't started their career, do you have any advice for them if they're interested in this path?
Sure. I mean, we hire seasonal employees every summer, seasonal inspectors, and we don't always require them to have an engineering degree or even be in an engineering program. So mm-hmm. that's a great way to get a good introduction.
Paid.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep. So that's, and we're always looking for people each summer. So that's a great way to get an introduction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, obviously going for an engineering degree helps, but we've also hired some people that, have had construction backgrounds, you mm-hmm. know, so there's a lot of different ways to get into it. There's not really one cookie cutter, you know, definite way that you have to do this or this.
But it sounds like the seasonal is a nice intro.
It is. Yep. It's a nice intro to get. And, you know, most of our seasonals are college kids, but some aren't. Some are, you know, have been professionals in many different fields and mm-hmm. and then they work into it, and sometimes they, you know, become full-time employees through that program. So,
the public, you interface with the public a lot, more than I would say. I've even been surprised as I've grown here at the city as well, where I'm like, wow, construction inspectors are out there literally with the public, people living through the construction, and that can't be easy all the time. It could probably also be nice to talk with people and have an opportunity to educate. How do you approach that, and how often do people come out and say hi?
We're dealing with the public constantly, and people are always saying hi and are very friendly. It's an enjoyable part of the job for sure. You get to know people. I mean, we're on some of these reconstruction projects for 6 months. You're right in their front yard, so you get to know them. The biggest thing is education. There's a lot of misconceptions of what's going on. The people that come out and talk to you and to find out what's going on usually rest pretty easy when they know what's coming next.
Mm-hmm.
So the more you can interact with the people, the better the project goes, always.
Always. Good communication.
Yep. Once they know what's going on and they know who they can reach out to when they've got a little problem, you get that problem taken care of, it doesn't grow into a big problem. So
mm-hmm.
And you know, it works pretty smoothly that way. We've got good residents.
Yes.
Generally, you know.
Yes.
You
yeah, I mean, I think anybody living through construction, we know how disruptive it is, and so anytime we can share any information and help people understand the process is a plus. Anything else you want the public to know about construction inspectors you don't think they do?
You know, you kind of touched on it. It was the difference between building inspection and what we do. That I would say is the biggest misconception. You nailed it there. It's not that big a deal. It's just getting people to understand that, no, I'm not here for that. And sometimes we really, the two of us really overlap with each other, because sometimes we're right at that property line yeah. on the same project, which works pretty good. But I get a lot of calls from people looking for building inspection.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's our duty. Kind of, it's not really included in all of our job descriptions as city employees, is helping the public navigate the city mm-hmm. and its resources. So I think, yes, you hit it right with that as well. Thank you so much for being here. Anything else you want to add that I didn't ask you?
I don't think so.
Awesome.
Thank you, Hannah.
Yeah, thank you, Paul. Thank you. If you're interested in maybe applying for a seasonal position or just interested in more, just head over to the City of Madison Engineering Division website. We have a careers tab on the front. We're always hiring at the beginning of, I believe, in the beginning of the year when those job postings start popping up for seasonals. And yes, reach out to us either on Facebook, email, we're on social media, Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, and yes, because as always, we're here for you every day in engineering.